Wow, that guy is having a birthday party, and you are invited. What's it going to be like? What should you do? Do you know anything about Western birthdays? Well, in this lesson, I'm going to teach you some things about Western birthdays. Hey, if you like getting tips like this, I would be so happy if you subscribe to my channel right down there. Okay, so the first thing that is going to happen is you will get a birthday invitation. Okay, now this will probably be verbally. Okay, your friend will say, "Hey, come to my birthday party this weekend." Okay, or they might send you a text message or a Facebook message or something, and they will invite you. Sometimes you might get an actual paper invitation, like a card or something like that. You might, if it's a very fancy birthday party, you might get that kind of invitation, but most of the time it's just by word of mouth. Hey, come to my birthday party this weekend. Okay, now if it's a surprise party, then the person who's having the party won't invite you because he or she doesn't know about it. It's a surprise, right? So maybe his wife or his mom or some friends or something, they will invite you, and then all the friends and family, whoever is at the party, will be waiting, and then the person will show up to the party. Then everyone will go, "Surprise!" And they'll be really surprised and happy because they didn't know about it. Okay, so if this is the case, then you need to be very secretive about it. You can't tell that person, otherwise you'll ruin the surprise. Okay? So, at the party, there will be some things that happen. Usually, there are these things at every birthday party: food, cake, gifts, and games. Now, when you get to the party, the first thing you should do is say happy birthday to the person who's having the birthday. Okay? You walk through the door, "Happy birthday!" And then you might have a present and you give them the present. Okay? So then after after you go into the house or wherever the party is, it might be outdoors in a park or something like that, okay? You're going to socialize with some people. Probably more people will be coming to the party, and you might see some new people there that you've never met before. So you should say hi to them, introduce yourself, maybe make some friends. Just socialize. That means start a conversation with people, just hang out, okay? And you should eat some snacks. There's probably going to be lots of snacks at the birthday party, like chips, popcorn, maybe some vegetables with dip, chocolate, I don't know, those kinds of snacks. And then at some point, everyone is probably going to eat food. Now, the typical food that people eat at birthday parties is called finger food. Finger food because you can eat it with your hands. Okay, for example, pizza, hot dogs, chicken wings, and you'll drink pop. Pop is the Canadian way to say soda, like Coke, Sprite, Fanta. Okay. Now, if it's an adult birthday party, then there might be wine, beer, other forms of alcoholic drinks. Okay, but if it's for kids, then there's going to be pop or juice, Kool-Aid, those kind of drinks. Okay. So then, after everyone finishes eating, there is going to be the cake. The cake is an important part of the birthday party. Every birthday party has a birthday cake. Okay, now the candles on the cake usually indicate the person's age. Okay, so here there are five candles on the cake. So that might mean the person is turning 5 years old. With adults, we don't really do that as much. I mean, with adults, we just put some candles on the cake because age, for adults doesn't really matter. If they're turning 30 or 40 years old, we don't put 40 candles on the cake. We might get some of those number candles, you know, the candles that are actually in the shape of a number. So then they might put like the numbers 4 and 0 on the cake. So there would be only two candles in that shape. And then the first thing that happens is someone lights the candles. Okay, maybe the person's mom or their wife or their friend or someone lights the candles. And then after this, everybody sings happy birthday, right? This is a very important part of the birthday party. While the candles are lit, okay, everybody's standing around, the birthday boy or the birthday girl has the cake, then everybody sings, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, okay? And then, after everybody has finished singing, then the person blows out the candles. Blows out the candles. And tries to blow them out in one breath. One breath. I don't know why we do that, but that's the tradition, to blow them out in one breath. And we sort of have a tradition, especially with kids, that if you can't blow out all the candles in one breath, then that's the number of girlfriends or boyfriends that you have. Okay, so let's say you tried to blow out all the candles, but there were three left that were lit. That means you have three girlfriends. Okay, so when I was a kid, I was always really nervous about blowing out the candles because I made sure that I took a lot of air, I took a big breath so I could blow out all the candles because I didn't want to have the embarrassment of people saying, oh, you have a girlfriend or you have two girlfriends. So I made sure, because kids don't want girlfriends or boyfriends, right? That's embarrassing for them. So anyway, we try to blow out all the candles in one breath, okay? Then after that, we eat the cake. Someone cuts the cake, and then everybody eats a piece of cake. Now, in some cultures, it's important that the birthday person cuts the cake, or at least does the first cut. Okay, well, in Western culture, that's not important. In Western culture, it doesn't matter who cuts the cake. Someone cuts the cake and takes the candles off, licks the icing off the bottoms of the candles, and then they cut the cake and give everybody a piece of cake. Okay, now, after eating the cake, usually there will be a time when the birthday boy opens his presents. Now, this is another cultural difference, because in lots of cultures, the person opens the presents after everybody leaves the party. But in Western culture, opening the presents is actually part of the party. Okay, so everyone will see what the birthday boy or the birthday girl got as presents. Okay, so that person will say, thank you so much for, you know, the present. He'll open the presents. Oh, thanks so much, Tom. I really wanted this. How did you know I wanted this? And then he'll open the next one. Thanks so much, Gina. Okay, so opening presents is a big part of the birthday party. Now, after that, there will probably be a time of games, playing games, party games, board games, card games, any kind of games. Or maybe instead of games, you know, there might just be more socializing, drinking, eating more food, or maybe watching a movie, or really anything, okay? Anything that's sort of at the end of the party. That's the last thing that happens in the party. And then at the end, when people start leaving, then the birthday boy will say, thank you so much for coming to my birthday party. And then you should say, thanks a lot for inviting me. It was so much fun. Now, you might be wondering what to give as a gift. If someone invites you to their birthday party, What should you give them? What is expected in our culture? Well, I made a lesson on how to give gifts. I'll put the link to that right up here at the end of this video. Also, I made a lesson on how to congratulate people, how to write a card, a birthday card, a Christmas card, a Mother's Day card. Okay, I'll also post that link at the end of this video right over here. But basically, it depends. It really depends on the relationship. You know, very often in Western culture, people don't even give gifts. If adults are, you know, invite their friends, very often they don't, but it's nice to bring a gift, okay? Just, it doesn't need to be a big gift. It can be a small gift or at least a birthday card, okay? You should at least buy a birthday card and write something nice in the card. But if you want to bring a small gift, that's great too. Now, probably the best thing to do if you're not sure is get a birthday card from the dollar store. Do you know what a dollar store is? A dollar store is a store that sells everything for a dollar. Just go to the dollar store, buy a simple birthday card for $1, and then buy a $10 or $20 gift card, maybe to Starbucks or some coffee shop or something like that, and put that gift card inside the card and give it to them. That is a perfect thing to do when you're not sure what to do. That also works at Christmas or for any other occasion, okay? So I talk about gift cards, I think, in this lesson or this lesson. So I'll post those links at the end of this video. But I wanna know, how are birthday parties different in your culture? Let me know your answer to this question down there in the comments, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.